Well, it's finally here at last. It's in your local cinema, Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway. And to make your Monday complete, we have one of its stars, Donald Gleeson, on the line here on Today FM. We are going to upstate New York. And good morning, Donald, or whatever time of the day it is there. How are you doing? Are you well?
I'm great, thanks, Ian. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you very much. Listen, do you even remember what this story of Peter Rabbit 2 is about? Because it was supposed to open in February of last year, isn't that right?
It's absolutely crazy how long ago it is. Yeah, it felt... I talked about it doing press yesterday for the first time. We started doing press, myself and Rose Byrne, and it was like... Yeah, it had been so long since I thought about it. Absolutely mad.
Yeah, it's crazy. But it's great. It's brilliant. I remember the first one, and some of the scenes in it were great, and your love story with Rose Byrne, with B, emerged throughout all of that. And now you're a regular couple, and you seem to have made your peace with Peter Rabbit as well, which is good news.
Yeah, he's getting through it. They're kind of at the first scene of the film is himself and B getting married. So I think Thomas has sort of joined the family, but is surprised to find that the rabbits are really a part of that family. So there's still a little bit of tension there, but yeah, it's very funny, and looking forward to it coming out, because I think cinemas have just opened at home, right? They're just starting this week.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, yeah. So it's great to kind of be a part of that wave of coming back. I saw my first film in a cinema in a year and a half this week over in New York. They've been open for a while, and it was just, oh man, I missed it so much. It's a lovely thing to do.
Yeah, brilliant. What did you go to see as a matter of interest?
I went to see A Quiet Place 2 with people from the movie here.
Yeah, everybody's talking about it, yeah.
Oh man, it's fantastic. Yeah, and Cillian Murphy's in it and is brilliant in it, and it's scary. And again, I think like the two things that I really miss from cinemas are scary movies and funny movies. And so A Quiet Place is a scary movie, so you get all those people together jumping and laughing and saying, oh my god, what the hell, you know. Yeah. You get that amazing feeling. And then Peter Rabbit 2 is a comedy, and it's a comedy for kids in particular, so you get to have the sound of just all those kids laughing, which I think is a really special thing, you know.
Yeah, and
I'm glad it's in cinemas.
There's some great moments in it as well, and I was watching it there earlier on, and there's some great, and you can see, you know, when kids get excited when there's little sort of visual gags or whatever that are happening, there's lots of that going on. They're going to absolutely love it. And there's also, I love that thing, you know, where there's sometimes there's a dual level going on where adults will give a kind of a nod of humor as well and say, oh, I see what they're doing there, but the kids don't necessarily get it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think Will Gluck, the director, he's back. He did the first one as well, the writer and director, and I think he just did a great job of mixing it up, that there's enough there to keep the adults kind of properly entertained. But really the goal at the end of the day is to get as many kids laughing as possible. And the first one, I couldn't believe how well it did that. It was like a real joy. I hadn't expected it to kick off the way that it did, and to mean so much to so many kids as it did. So I'm sort of, really thrilled that it's finally coming out.
It's very good. And just to clear one thing up, at one stage, you were talking, you're Thomas McGregor, so you're the main man in this, right? So you were talking to Peter Rabbit and you could understand him, and other times you couldn't. Is that a thing?
It's a hangover from the first movie. Yeah. So at the end of the first movie, Peter Rabbit sort of tries to send Thomas McGregor crazy by talking to him.
Right.
And but at the end of the film, Thomas kind of convinces himself that he was hearing things and he was having a moment, and the rabbits can't actually talk. And in this film, that kind of rears its ugly head again, where Peter sort of wants to talk to him when it suits Peter. But of course, that drives Thomas McGregor absolutely out of his mind. He doesn't know what's going on. So yeah, it's a good way to kind of get him into a state of high stress.
Yeah. That's great, and the casting and everything is brilliant. It's absolutely superb. I love the fox in it as well. Great character altogether. Was the fox in the last one?
No, the fox was. Yeah. There was a fox in the last one, but he didn't have the sort of part that this one does. This is kind of like a fox who's trying to get fit and lose the winter weight. So it's very funny. He's experimenting with jogging and things.
Yeah, it's very good. Right. And now, listen, you spent lockdown in Dublin. So did you? Which lockdown did you enjoy the most? The first one or the second one?
I loved them all. There was one of them where I actually went out and stayed with my parents.
Yeah.
For most of it. And in a way, that was very... There was all this horrific stuff happening in the world, and it felt so strange not to be able to see your friends and do all the stuff that makes Dublin so special.
Yeah.
But actually spending that amount of time with my family was sort of amazing. So there was there was, I, you know, you try and find the positive in a very negative situation. So, the, you know, there was upsides.
Yeah.
Or you make upsides to it, I suppose, is the way to look at it. But I'm so, so happy we're seem to be, you know, coming out of the woods, fingers crossed.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. And the other thing I've seen you in Frank of Ireland, right? Now, I love it. Why did you go?
No. I haven't talked about Frank for a while, so I'm just interested to hear what you say about it.
No, I like it. I think it's going to be one of those burners. It's going to be one of those TV shows that people are going to come back to again because I love it. I really do. I thought it was really funny. I thought it was so kind of I don't know what the word is. It's kind of bold almost. Some of the words being used. And the mother is fantastic. You're brilliant in it. Doofus. Is that even a real name?
No, it is now. I mean, I guess we kind of christened him Doofus for it, but not a real name that I'm aware of.
Yeah, Breen is great. Anya's absolutely fantastic stuff. And I just I watched last night the final episode again with your dad in it too, and it's just kind of, it's history repeating itself big time, isn't it? Like it's just madness.
Yeah, we're all so happy with it. It's been great as well, you know, as it kind of existed in the world for a while. Like a lot of people sort of in the industry, people who I really love and respect and who I wouldn't have thought it would be their cup of tea at all, because it is very bold. It's sort of in the Dumb and Dumber vein of being quite crass and crude and all the rest of it. But so many people have been so brilliant about it. And it seems to have made lots of people happy and just given them a really bold laugh during a real strange time. So no, I'm thrilled with it. And as you say, our cast was just incredible top to bottom.
And getting a pint sent back because it's corked is just out of this world.
Yeah, you've never had a corked Guinness? It's disgusting.
So you're working as well. I was mentioning you're in New York. So you're working on the White House Plumbers, which is about the Watergate scandal. And what are you playing in that?
Most of it follows Liddy and Hunt, who were two of the guys who were involved in the break-ins into Watergate. There were multiple break-ins into Watergate. They only got caught for the last one, obviously. And it's following that in a very sort of funny, wry way. I mean, the story is absolutely crazy. The hijinks are insane. But I'm playing a guy called John Dean, who testified during the hearings, and in a way was the first guy to really turn and talk about the fact that the knowledge went higher up in the administration than people had thought.
He hung them all, basically.
He did, in a way, and he was seen by some as a hero, by some as a rat. Yeah. I think the truth always, you know, not as a rat, but like, you know, he was seen as a rat. I mean, that's what people called him. It was very full on, the reaction to him. But he's a very interesting man. And so most of my scenes are with Woody Harrelson and Justin Theroux, who played the leads in the series, and it's been a blast. It's kind of the people making it made all this, some of the classic American sitcoms. They were involved in Seinfeld, they were involved in Frasier, they were involved in Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's all fantastic people. So it's been great fun and great to get back to work.
Listen, Donald, it's a pleasure always talking to you, and thank you very much, and continued success to you, and good luck with that. Looking forward to the White House Plumbers, and loved Channel 4. It's on all 4, by the way, Frank of Ireland, for anybody who wants to watch the whole thing. And of course, Peter Rabbit too. That's what it's all about, The Runaway. It's in cinemas now. You can finally go to the cinema. Donald, thanks a million. Cheers. All the best.
Thank you so much, Ian. Really appreciate it. Talk soon.
Thank you.